91X News.
It's 3 degrees and sunny at noon. Good afternoon, I'm John Boldrick. A Medoc man is dead after he was crushed by a falling tree north of Belleville. The OPP say 59-year-old Jim Morrison died Saturday while trying to cut down a tree with his family. They say he was clearing the surrounding brush when the tree fell on him. He was pronounced dead at the scene. A 35-year-old man is facing a multitude of charges after his vehicle was stopped around 2 a.m. last night. The vehicle was traveling at 152 kilometers an hour at the time. After an investigation, it was determined that the driver was drunk and in possession of marijuana. Kevin Coleman of Quinte West is scheduled to appear in court on April 18th. A recruit has been charged with sexual assault after an incident at the Ontario Police College in Aylmer. OPP allege the incident happened early Saturday. Police say 25-year-old Thomas Rankum has been charged with sexual assault, forcible confinement, and criminal harassment. Presqu'île Provincial Park is hoping for more perfect weather for its new migration festival. Keenan Weaver has more.
Presqu'île Provincial Park is gearing up for its next Big Bird Showcase event, Warblers and Whimbrels, on May 19th. Quacks and waddles were all too common at their Waterfowl Festival on the weekend of March 17th. Lisa McPherson is the temporary natural heritage education leader at Presqu'île. She says they had more visitors but fewer birds than previous years, mostly caused by the weather.
Well, they came through a little bit earlier than what our weekend was held. A lot of the times you see them coming in really big numbers very close as the ice comes out. And our ice was already completely melted out.
The Friends of Presqu'île also hosted a barbecue, and the park ran educational events for kids at the Nature Center.
They got duck bracelets to see what kind of ducks they were. We made duck hats. We had coloring sheets. You can make stamps. Tons of different things like that.
Volunteers were set up with binoculars and scopes to help showcase the migrating ducks, geese, and swans. Keenan Weaver, 91X News, Belleville.
A man is fighting for his life in hospital after the car he was driving was nearly obliterated in a single vehicle crash overnight. The OPP says that the car was heading south on Highway 400 north of Toronto and exited the southbound ramp to Highway 407 around 3 o'clock this morning. Police say the driver lost control of the car, which sailed over a median and across the northbound 407 ramp before rolling several times. The car landed on its roof, trapping the driver inside. Both exit ramps were closed for several hours, and the driver is now in Toronto's Sunnybrook Hospital with life-threatening injuries. Jobs, security, and disaster assistance will be on the agenda when Prime Minister Harper meets the U.S. and Mexican presidents at the White House. Bruce Cheadle of the Canadian Press says the three leaders have met many times.
This is the sixth trilateral meeting between the U.S. and Mexican presidents and the Canadian Prime Minister. They go back to the time of Paul Martin and Liberal governments. At one point, they were called the Three Amigos Summits. They've now taken on a much more bureaucratic name, the North American Leaders Summit, or NALS, N-A-L-S.
The elephant in the room today may be drug policy, which will also be on the agenda at the Summit of the Americas in Colombia later this month. Some Central American leaders are now openly questioning whether it's time to legalize drugs. However, just last week, Canada, the U.S., and Mexico agreed to a greater military cooperation in the pursuit of the war on drugs. Ontario's New Democrats will talk about the budget today, but they won't say exactly what changes they want in exchange for supporting the Liberal minority government. The Conservatives vow to vote against the budget, so the Liberals need at least two NDP votes or their government will fall, triggering another election. NDP leader Andrea Horvath will begin her party's official reaction to the legislature this afternoon, but will not be revealing any proposed amendments just yet. Horvath will instead talk about what the public is telling the NDP they wanted changed. The NDP likes the budget's delay in corporate tax cuts, but opposes its threat to legislate a pay freeze for about 1 million public sector workers. The New Democrats received more than 5,000 emails and phone calls to a hotline they set up after Tuesday's budget. Public health advocates are warning of major cuts ahead at Ontario hospitals. Last week's provincial budget froze funding to hospitals and confirmed a previously announced formula that changes how much money they will receive. The Ontario Health Coalition says zero increase amounts to a funding cut because hospitals' costs rise with the inflation and population growth. It says backlogs will get worse, patients will face longer waits in emergency departments, and there will be more canceled surgeries and hallway medicine. It says hospitals will have to drop services, which means patients will have to travel further for care. The coalition says it's all part of the Liberals' government plan to dismantle community hospitals, which won't be able to survive. Violence is flaring across Syria. Reporter Mark Lavi says ceasefire efforts have failed to stop the fighting.
There have been deadly clashes in the north and south of Syria, with government forces and rebels attacking each other. And in Syria's largest city, Aleppo, a store blew up. Apparently it was being used to hide explosives.
The UN says more than 9,000 people have been killed since Syria's uprising started in March 2011. Jurors in the case of a man accused of first-degree murder and in the death of Victoria Stafford will visit the scene today where the 8-year-old was killed. Tori disappeared outside her Woodstock, Ontario elementary school on April 8, 2009, and she was allegedly killed the same day in a rural area more than 100 kilometers north of her hometown. 21-year-old Terry Lynn McClintock is serving a life sentence after pleading guilty to first-degree murder. 31-year-old Michael Rafferty is now on trial and has pleaded not guilty to first-degree murder, sexual assault causing bodily harm, and kidnapping. On Friday, the jury saw photos and video of the scene where Tori's remains were found in a farmer's field. That's 91X News to 1202. Dan Canatero has sports next.
Doyle's Windows presents 5 great reasons to add a sunroom.
Number 1, bring the outdoors indoors.
Number 2, enjoy the sun and stars day and night all year round.
Number 3, add space and natural light anywhere, anytime.
Number 4, create that elegant finishing touch to your home.
And number 5, improve your quality of life with a dual purpose space from special occasions to everyday living. Your new sunroom is bound to become the most popular room in your house.
Doyle's Windows and Sunrooms. 58 years serving southeastern Ontario. Call 969-0214 or visit doylswindows.com.
Hello, I'm Dan Canatero with 91X Sports. The Belleville Bulls host the Ottawa 67s tonight at the Yardman. This is the most important game of the season for the Bulls, and the 67s have the chance to wrap up the series. The Bulls are looking to bounce back after falling in Game 5 Friday night in Ottawa. If the Bulls are going to be successful, shutting down the OHL leading goal scorer during the regular season, Tyler Toffoli has to be a must. Toffoli and teammate Shane Prince have 7 points each in the series. March Madness resumes tonight, and it's the final of the biggest college basketball tournament in history. Behemoths in college basketball world with the greatest traditions and powerful history, Kansas and Kentucky are on a collision course with destiny. Tonight's matchup involves the two winningest college basketball programs in history, the Kentucky Wildcats and the Kansas Jayhawks. The game also involves the two best prospects in basketball. Kentucky forward Anthony Davis reportedly won the Naismith Player of the Year and also expected to go first overall in the upcoming NBA draft. Kansas star Thomas Robinson is the other prospect the scouts will be watching closely. Robinson is expected to get second overall pick in the NBA draft. Tip-off is tonight just after 8. For all you Canadian basketball fans out there, the Toronto Raptors actually won a game last night, just edging John Wall and the Wizards 99-92. The Raptors improved to a dismal 10-17 at home and 18-35 on the campaign, and it's their third win in the last 9 games. Italian Andrea Bargnani led all Raps scorers with 18 points. Toronto is coming off as Toronto doesn't play till Tuesday as they take on the league worst Bobcats. Other final scores on the hardwood last night, it took overtime for the Pacers to wrap up a win against Kevin Martin and the Rockets. Portland down the T-Wolves, beast Kevin Love had an off night, and the Canadian Steve Nash and the Suns cruised to a double-digit victory against New Orleans. Nearly 80,000 fans were packed into Sunlight Stadium in Miami to see one of the biggest spectacles of all time. It was the 28th WrestleMania in history, and it only happens once a year. Some call it the biggest social media event of the year, the Super Bowl of sports entertainment, if you will. The pay-per-view was busy. The pay-per-view buys and public interest was centered around The Rock defeating John Cena. The event lasted 4 hours. Speaking about wrestling, the Flyers and Pens game looked like it had a match of its own. Philly defeated the Penguins, but the real story was the mayhem on the ice late in the game. The Broad Street Bullies returned as a massive brawl happened. This could be a first-round matchup, so get your popcorn ready, if so. The Ottawa Senators also clinched a playoff spot with their blowout win against John Tavares and the Islanders. Kyle Turris forward with the Sens, scored 2 goals and added 2 assists. Czech forward Milan Mihalik popped his 35th goal of the season. Captain Alfredson and Spezza were absent in the victory. In other action on the frozen water, the Oilers upset the Ducks in the final home game of the season for Anaheim. Send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Johnny Bulger with 91x Weather.
Today, it's going to be sunny with a high of 11. Tonight, it'll be clear with a low of minus 3. And Tuesday, expect some sun, but increasing cloudiness in the afternoon with a 60% chance of showers late in the evening and a high of 7. At 12:06, it's 3 degrees. 91X News, on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm John Baldrick with Dan Canatero. News is next at 1.